Yet here came the persecuted Christians and worshipped God, whose hand hung over their head those magnificent pillars and arches, scooped out those galleries from the solid rock, and laid at their feet the calm water in its transparent beauty, in which they could see themselves sitting in reflected groups with their Bibles in their hands. Here, upon the semicircular ledge of rocks over a narrow chasm, of which the tiny stream played in a murmuring waterfall and divided the congregation into two equal parts, sat about 100 persons, all devoutly listening to their minister, who stood before them on what might be called a small natural pulpit of living stone. Up to it there led a short flight of steps, and over it waved the canopy of a tall, graceful birch tree. The pulpit stood in the middle of the channel, directly facing the congregation, and separated from them by the clear, deep, sparkling pool into which the scarce-heard water poured over the blackened rock. The water, as it left the pool, separated into two streams and flowed on each side of that altar, thus placing it in an island whose large mossy stones were richly embowered under the golden blossoms and green tresses of the broom.